VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. We have more videos on our website and app for you to discover. Best of all, it is completely free. So what are you waiting for? Come and practice your English on our website now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm your host, Chris. It's nice to see you all again. Do you want to master English grammar? Let's talk about it. Hi, VoiceTube 的大家，我是 Chris， 很开心又回到口说挑战来跟你们一起练英文口说。除了六月单周星期六我主持的口说挑战之外呢，平常你也可以到 Instagram 上面找我，那账号的话是 CT_English74， 平常会分享普遍大家毕业门槛和求职最需要的多益检定相关应试的技巧，还有一些和时事生活相关的英文。那每周六我也会在上面直播分享不同和英文相关的主题，像是每月推荐书单啦，或者是免费线上学习的资源分享等，有兴趣的话都可以到上面追踪一下咯。那特别是现在再过一阵子七月份会有的易放券，每个人就会有一笔好像600块的购书金，就可以拿来挑一些好书来投资自己，提升英文能力。Okay, back to the topic. Grammar is considered to be one of the most difficult parts in English learning, especially because of its countless rules and numerous exceptions to them. We've spent years learning it, but it's still a puzzle to most of us, either fear it or ignore it. 那今天影片的主题是聊文法，一个我们从国高中义务教育玩到长大出社会，一直不断地狱轮回接触的东西。那借由这个影片，就想跟大家来聊聊如何提升英文文法，希望让你们在自学的时候有一些有效的方法可以执行。To learn grammar easily, just seize any chance that comes to immerse yourself in English. For example, watch a TV show you like with subtitles, or possibly with the audio description setting in English, which even though it's originally made for blind people who are visually impaired, it helps non-native English speakers to come in contact with a more descriptive and detailed English on TV. Furthermore, you can also change your phone's language settings or chat with your foreign friends through text messages, which are relatively viable if you are on the budget.
我知道这真的的确听起来很像是老生常谈，不过却是极为有效的方法。
You learn grammar as you observe how other people use the words in the sentence, even if you don't know the rules. And that's why it's crucial to listen English podcasts to improve listening skills and become aware of this sentence structure. The more you hear the words used correctly, the more you learn.
回想我们在学中文的时候，其实也是在毫无中文文法概念的情况下去接触日常生活的惯用句。那累积大量且正确的 input 学习后呢，就能不自觉地内化那些书本上很死板的句型结构，进而说出自然道地的句子。
In today's video, it shares 4 tips to improve your grammar.Here, I give a summary of the first two steps in a few words. The first one, as I said, is context. Try to study natural English by using authentic materials and then practice. Make some example sentences and discuss them with your language exchange partners or teachers to ensure that you are given corrective feedback, which helps you fully comprehend the proper way to use the words you learn.
那刚有说到了大量接触的好处，不管是听力还是阅读，另外还有一个很重要的环节，由于学习到某个程度一定都会有盲点，无法突破的坎，所以就必须要有正确的回馈，也就是修正。不管来自你的语言交换朋友或者是老师，这些反馈能够帮助你有效提升各方面的能力。比方说从能说到说得好，说得自然，说得恰当，才不会一直都只是用可能不那么正确或者是拼凑的方式来沟通，对于双方来说效率都会是打折扣的。
Next, let's take a look at today's sentence. While using these materials, you can note down any unfamiliar grammar structures and then look them up online or ask a friend or a teacher to help you. One more time, this time will be a bit slower. While using these materials, you can note down any unfamiliar grammar structuresAnd then either look him up online or ask a friend or a teacher to help you.
好，那接下来就着重几个可能比较容易发错音的单字跟大家分享。第一个就是今天的主角，文法。小心第二音节的 mar 发音是 mer 不是 ma。 grammar grammar instead of grammar grammar。 再来是 material material， 重音在第二音节， te 的正确发音是 t 不是 tail 不是 te， 念成 material material。 好，再来最后一个是 either either， 这个字有两种念法，英式是念 either either， 美式念Either, either， 那个 R 会比较明显，都是正确的。那在听到跟你习惯念法不同的发音，也不要太快下定论。除了你常听到的美国人腔调之外，也还有许多其他国家的腔调。那记得在学新的单字的时候，一定一定要确保自己念对发音，不能只有以貌取人，看到拼法认为怎么念就直接把它输入脑袋。因为英文单字的起源有太多了，包含你们常听到的什么拉丁文啦、希腊文到法文等等，发音已经跟长相有极大的差异。如果念错就一定听不到这个字，如果今天外国人念中文也是有边念边，你听起来一定也觉得满头问号。所以如果想要改善觉得自己每次听力都一头雾水，但怎么看逐字稿好像都懂的这个情况，这个小动作一定要养成。好，那比方说表达放松，你可能会觉得relax 这个字可能太简单，想要用一个高级一点的单字，那就上网查到了 unwind UNWIND 这个字，结果没有确认发音，你直接照字面上判断就念成 unwind， 这样完全没有达到你原本预期的效果。不管单纯只是想要听起来厉害一点，或者是想要在 IELTS、TOEFL 口说部分得到高分，都反而变成反效果，甚至影响到沟通的进行。那接下来就进到今天的单字，第一个名词就是刚刚发音部分有提到的 material， material 意思就是材料、原料，存在在我们周遭所有东西的根本。 The only difference is the type of material used for each item, such as plastics, metals, wood, paper, leather, and much more. 例句： What material can you name around you right now? 你现在可以说出周遭附近的某种材质吗？那另外这个字呢，也蛮常用在指资料、素材等纸张类的东西。比如说 ，I'm in the process of collecting material for an article that I'm writing。我正在为所写的一篇文章搜集资料。下一个字是一个形容词 ，unfamiliar，unfamiliar， 意思是不熟悉的、陌生的。那去掉开头的否定字首 un， 就是熟悉的 familiar。用否定的来造个句子吧。He doesn't look unfamiliar to me, but I can't remember where I have seen him before. 他对我来说不会陌生，但我想不起来在哪里看过他。那这个字也可以用在事物上表达不懂或者是你不在行。比如说 ,This work is unfamiliar to me, but I will try my best. 这项工作我不是很熟悉，但我会尽力去完成。或者是 ,Many older people are unfamiliar with computers. 许多老年人不懂电脑。好，那第三个字是名词 structure， 根据不同的上下文跟搭配可以翻作构造啦、结构或体系，也不一定要是实体的东西才可以用。像今天的句子当中 the grammatical structure of a sentence， 句子中的文法结构。好，那再来听一个例句， They have a very old-fashioned management structure， 他们的管理体系非常落伍。再来是今天的最后一个字，是个动词片语，叫做 look up， 查询。特别要小心的是查字典的这个表达，从中文字面上对翻就容易讲成是 look up a dictionary， 那这就是中式英文。如果对方不太熟悉中文的逻辑，可能就会误解你的意思，那思维应该转成是在字典中查你不会的单字，所以 look up the word in the dictionary。 So if you don't know what the word means, look it up in the dictionary。那另外，如果 look up 后面不加受词，可以作为好转、改善的意思 ，become better。比如说 ，our financial situation is looking up at last。我们的资金状况终于开始好转了。Okay, so that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Thank you so much for listening to my sixth episode, and I hope you all enjoyed it. Don't forget to leave a comment below with any of your useful tips regarding your English learning process. I'll see you guys really soon. Bye!